Good evening and welcome to News Talk 94.1 Local Matters. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I'm Holly Freeman, Executive Director at Cityscape, and with me tonight. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Tiffany. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. So you are fairly new to this Executive Director role at Cityscape. So how long have you officially been on in that position?
Yes. So I took over from Laura Wolf on April 15th. Of this year.
And Laura Wolf had been executive director for forever.
Yes, 6 years before that. So she'd been there a long time and definitely left a mark. So,
yeah. And you had been, you've been with Cityscape for a bit of time before that even. You were in kind of a more assistant role at that time, kind of just learning the ropes from Laura and kind of getting your feet wet while she was still there.
Yes, that's right. So I started in February of the previous year. And so when they were looking for this position, Laura kind of had in mind that she wanted someone to shadow her, that she could have with her throughout the year to learn from and soak up all her good knowledge, because I think she had those plans of retiring in her mind at that time, had some grandbabies and now more on the way that she wanted to spend time with. So I'm so fortunate that the board had that forethought to kind of set that transition plan up even that far into, you know, in advance.
Yeah, it would have been a lot harder to step in that role without her there. So for those people that don't know, can you give us, you know, a little synopsis of what Cityscape is and what they do and all that good stuff?
Absolutely. So Cityscape is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. A lot of people may be familiar with us through our live events. That's the most forward-facing thing we do. Fall Fun Fest, Wine on the West Side, Taste of the Town, but we're actually an accredited Tennessee Main Street program, and that comes down from the National Main Street Association, from the National Historic Preservation Program. So we actually were just given our new accreditation for this year, and really what that means is being a Tennessee Main Street program, we have a commitment to creating quality places and building stronger communities through preservation-based economic development. So that means working with our local vendors, our business owners in the area. The Main Street kind of program has four different points, and promotion is one of those, economic development. And so we're just really trying to pour back into Cookeville's historic districts, preserve these buildings, help the businesses, keep them occupied. And so our mission is pretty diverse when it comes to what we do on a daily basis, just because it's a lot of fun. Anything and everything that falls within that category, we can accomplish.
Well, I think I find with the Biz Foundry as well is that economic development, there's so many facets of
Absolutely.
What kind of falls under economic development and what you can do to really help small businesses or help, you know, the downtown area. So we've recently done a dance contest video just to help people promote and say, hey, we have this business. And some people have kind of like cocked their heads at us and said, what, you know, what does that have to do with economic development? But it's all marketing is just, there's a lot of fun facets of marketing, which is what Cityscape kind of is a part of it.
Absolutely. Yes. And it's so much fun. You know, when, Laura brought me on. She said, this is the best job in Cookeville. And I truly believe that now. It is just in working with the businesses, you know, everyone has different needs. And we're just here to be good partners to our historic districts, make sure that they have well-kept, refurbished buildings. You know, one of the things that people don't see that Cityscape does, we provide facade and awning grants to those local business owners who want to renovate their space. Maybe do some painting, add an awning, or do a complete renovation like
I think we just got an awning grant.
Absolutely.
And our awnings, like you think of awnings, especially in a downtown historic area, as those, you know, the fabrics that's falling apart and kind of makes a building look older. And ours are the most modern awnings I've ever seen. I don't know if you checked them out yet, but they're very cool and modern. And it definitely brings a little facelift to the outside of our building for what we've done to the inside. And I know a few years ago, 2018, I think it was, you guys give away awards. What are those called again?
They're a legacy award. Legacy, it's for the building. So yes, you were our recipient in what, 2018?
I believe so. Yeah. So, and those are just, and you can see those. I mean, I know that I had never really noticed them before, but I know Char has one and different buildings along the way. They'll have your legacy symbol on there, and just, it's pretty cool to know that the businesses have invested into this downtown area as well. So you have a specific footprint that you kind of oversee, and what is that footprint?
Yeah, so the cliff notes are, it's around the courthouse square and then all the way down Broad. So we've got the library, Dogwood Park, even that connector that goes all the way up Broad, all the way to the bicycle arch. I think that's Oak on it, in Broad.
Yes.
And then down towards the Biz Foundry, down Cedar in that way too.
Yeah.
So that's kind of our historic footprint. You know, several years ago, before my time, we had a consultant come on, and he really stated, he was like, Cookeville is very unique because when you say downtown, a lot of people think courthouse. A lot of people think West Side. Cookeville really has two downtowns, and it is connected by that beautiful downtown park corridor, Dogwood Park corridor abroad. So we really work hard to serve both of those places because they are in our footprint and still considered downtown Cookeville.
Well, and there's so much history in there. Somebody, you know, I love when Randy Porter will post his historic pictures. And there was one just the other day that it was this big Tennessee Tech sign that was kind of near, I think, where the corner of Poets or where that church is. And the sign is gone now.
Right, right. Kind of overlooking Borden's Jewelry and down that
way.
Yes.
And you can see that it's Borden's Jewelry right there in the background.
Even still.
And so it's, I think that downtown area aspect is just fascinating. And it's nice to preserve some, but then have these businesses come in and breathe some new life into the area as well.
Absolutely. Well, and so much has changed. So before I started at Cityscape, I grew up here, but I spent 14 years in Nashville, and that's where I lived and went to school. But my family is still here, so I was back very often.
So we were just going to get into that. In case you're just joining us, we have Holly Freeman, Executive Director at Cityscape. So you grew up in Putnam County?
Yes, yes.
And so did you graduate from high school here? Were you here that long?
Yes,
okay.
Cookeville High School.
So you...
I won't say what class, but CHS grad.
So you're kind of born and raised. And so I'm sure that this area is just so different now.
Yes.
Than it was growing up.
Absolutely. Well, and you think a lot about, you know, kind of your different eyes you see as a young person and then returning as an adult. But definitely so much growth has happened in Putnam County and this area in the Upper Cumberland. But Cookeville especially, and especially our downtown district, seeing so much vibrant new businesses that are moving into this area.
And growing up, did you feel like, it's downtown Cookeville? Like, did it feel like that vibrancy still at that time?
Well, I mean... So let's see. When I was in high school, Poets moved in.
Something was at Dogwood Park, right? Some sort of dance club thing was there.
And I was much too. Hey, I will say I was much too young to go to Cotton Eye Joe's
Joe's.
Point.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
The Joe, right? Is that what people would? I'm not from here. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So yes, that whole and Dogwood Park, either was created or much, you know, more expansive.
Yeah.
I want to say that pavilion where the Rose Garden is was still here.
Mm.
But like Discovery Depot, the church has taken over that. Where Cream City Ice Cream now is, of course, the sign was there, but it was a t-shirt company below. It wasn't even an ice cream store during my time growing up here. But yeah, Poets, I think, had started in the market. So after football games, if we didn't go to Sonic, we'd go grab coffee at Poets. And, you know, so those, it started to kind of see some of that turnover.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just grown by leaps and bounds and only continues to get better.
So what made you decide to come back to Cookeville after 14 years in the big city of Nashville?
In the big city. Yeah. So I don't know. I think if you ask my family, they would maybe tell you that none of them ever, and me included, expected me to come back and live here permanently and full time. But that has changed so much, you know, as a grown up and as you think about where you want to start your family and where you want to raise your children. My husband and I, when we got married, really started taking a closer look at those things. And what do we want the next 5 years, 10 years to look like? And it had changed a lot. And Nashville, my goodness, had changed by leaps and bounds, even from when we met. So we started actually coming back to Cookeville more on the weekends for hiking and just trying to get out of the city and to visit family. My husband loves to fly fish, and so he loves being on the Caney Fork and could not believe all the beautiful waterfalls we had around here. So we had already talked about kind of moving back this way. He actually was the one that got the job first that kick-started our search, I guess, in moving back here. He works for the Army Corps of Engineers and got a job at Center Hill and thought, okay, if we're going to do this, now is a good time. Yeah. And so we did some moving, you know, back and forth on kind of transitioning out of Nashville, but we were ready and ready to be back here and ready to be closer to family. And
how long have you been back here now?
So 2 years.
2 years. Yeah. And then you had your first daughter, right?
It's a little boy.
A boy.
Yeah. You know, 50-50 shot there. Yeah. But yeah, Owen was born, he'll be one, June 27th. So
yeah. So yeah. Right. Yeah. So you, kind of lived out that dream of starting the family here. And I'm sure the grandparents and everybody's much happier that babies are here now instead of going to Nashville. We're going to get into a little bit more when we come back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Holly Freeman, Executive Director from Cityscape, in today. And so you were kind of talking to us about what brought you back, but what made you leave in the first place? So, I mean, I know you're probably just young and thought, let me see the world a little bit more.
Yeah, well, specifically, so when I was looking at programs and going to school, I really wanted to be in TV broadcasting. And at the time, Tennessee Tech didn't have a communications program, I guess. It was under their English degree. And so I was looking at specifically MTSU. They have a great program. And then Lipscomb University. And I ended up at Lipscomb. They had a tremendous program with their internships, hooking people up with the TV broadcasting and radio broadcasting as well. That is not the route that I actually ended up taking. By my senior year, I've gone to enough programs and really kind of rethought what I wanted to do. But I love the live event production, and so I still love TV. I found myself with this wonderful internship, a lady who did brand marketing and sponsorship for the Academy of Country Music Awards, and they broadcast a live award show on CBS every year. And so that was our main project, was to find brand partners and sponsors for not only the live broadcast, but for the week of live events leading up to the show in Las Vegas. And so that really turned my kind of perspective of, hey, I can still be involved in television or radio or live event production, but there's all these different facets that were so fascinating to me. And I love the creative marketing approach to brand partnerships. And so that kickstarted my career there. I spent some time at the Grand Ole Opry in integrative marketing and interactive marketing, kind of around the time where they were just dipping their toes into filming segments and uploading them to YouTube and really kind of experimenting with social media. And so I managed their interactive marketing for about a year, and then loved still the partnership and relationship side of it, of my focus, And so a year after that, got a full-time position at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum in their development department doing fundraising events. And so all kinds of things, but my main focus really has always been partnerships, sponsorships, raising money for nonprofits, you know, has really been my
which
focus.
Is interesting, like, that you were able to tap into that, not thinking that, you know, thinking, oh, I just like production and broadcasting and but then really kind of honing in on what that was and what that passion looked like. What do you think led you to kind of figuring out, was there a specific event that you did or that led you to realize what your passion was?
Yeah, well, I really, like I said, that internship with she's a mentor of mine, but she is just, it's amazing how when people come into your lives and kind of can shape your own strengths, you know, and make you discover things that you really enjoy and realize things maybe I don't exceed or, right. you know, in that so much, but I really am good at this. And so working with her was a really eye-opening experience and a whole lot of fun, if I'm going to be honest. And so I realized it doesn't have to be one thing. You know, if I am in this role and I'm kind of matchmaking people, we work with radio, we work with TV, we work with the industry and country and touring. And so by being kind of that connector, the sky is the limit for whatever you want to do and projects. But that relationship building and partnership element is really what has been continuous throughout my career in the past 15 years.
When you were starting to look and consider, you know, I mean, you worked for some pretty big organizations in Nashville. And so you're trying to look at considering coming back to Cookeville. Were you like, okay, I'm definitely not going to get to do something as cool or impactful? Or did you kind of feel like I might have to take almost a step down?
Well, it's just kind of a role change, definitely. And what's exciting, honestly, about my role at Cityscape now is that I am excited to bring those skills to the table to better Cookeville. To put those in effect for my hometown.
And I would think that you were able to find a great position where you know, I think you're the sole employee of Cityscape, correct?
Right now,
so yeah. you definitely get to steer the ship a bit. But I would think it would be kind of a little scary thinking, well, what's there in Cookeville that I could make an impact with?
You sure. Know? Well, and that was a part of our transition as well. You know, there were times he commuted 6 months, you know, before we were actually able to make the move up here. And so there was some time where we both were commuting back and forth to Nashville to wrap up what we needed to do. But I'm fortunate and thankful that we had that because I was able to take time and find the perfect fit.
Yeah. And I think that I think some people feel like you can be so limited. Oh, it's just rural Tennessee. There you can't be. I talked with Becky McGurra before and she wanted to go into broadcasting and she actually thought she would have to leave and PBS WCTE was just starting at the time. Yeah. So she started as an intern and she's like, I never would have thought I could get into broadcasting in Cookeville, Tennessee. And so I think some people have in their mind that it's limited by rural, but there's great opportunities here.
Well, and my goodness, I mean, we were just talking about this over the break, what situation the world finds itself in about working from home. I think it's something like 1/3 of the workforce is still working from home right now. And so that creates an entirely different new opportunity for rural areas. If people can work from anywhere, they can live anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful place to live here. And we're still in close proximity to major cities, but, you know, it's a slower pace here. You know, we've got...
I get mad when my traffic is 5 minutes longer.
Right. You know, you complain about, oh, like Willow traffic is so slow
today.
I sat
through the light twice. Like,
right.
And I grew up in Metro Detroit, so this is nothing. But, it, you know, when you get used to it, you get used
to
it.
That's right.
In case you're just joining us, we have Holly Freeman, Executive Director of Cityscape Inn. So let's talk a little bit more about Cityscape. You touched on the fact that it's part of a national Main Street organization. And so what does that mean for Cookeville to be connected to a Main Street organization or a national Main Street organization?
Absolutely. So all of the accredited programs in the national Main Street, they have to meet the national accreditation standards of performance. So they lay out all these different standards that we must meet every year. You know, they go through the accreditation process every year. And things that they look for, they're looking for things like you're generating impressive economic returns. You are preserving your community's character and you're celebrating your local history. So those are things that Cityscape strives for 365 days out of the year that people may not see, that we're trying to find ways to pour back into the community and specifically meet those standards that the national organizations look for. We also are part of the Tennessee Main Street program. So there are, I believe, 20 or 30 across the state. So we meet quarterly. Right now we've been meeting virtually, but there are all kinds of resources. It's a community that keeps us connected to what is happening, legislature that is beneficial to our small businesses, resources that can help them during this time. And what we want to be is, again, the connector of putting those things in place where our businesses have these resources available. They know that we are here to support them. And again, we're not alone. We're a part of this larger community and larger resource center that is really working to benefit our local main streets.
Yeah. So you mentioned that one point that Cityscape is in charge of is events. And so we've had, you know, events canceled. And so tell me, you know, you don't have any big news to release today, but just tell me what it's been like with your board that you work with and just kind of some of the tough spots that you guys are in.
Sure. Well, yes, I know. I wish I had better news to just drop on, you know, and release, but they are such tough decisions. And everyone, we have one of the most impressive boards in the community, I think. I'm so proud of them. And they are trying to be so thoughtful in making these hard calls. We want to be respectful of the health of this community that is in forefront of our minds. But we also want to bring some sort of promotion and attention to our businesses as they start to reopen. That's the goal.
Well, and I think the health of the community is your immune system health, but also your mental and emotional health too.
That's right.
And so there is importance of some of these community events that are just, they make Cookeville what it makes it. And so it's just been such a tough call. I, you know, for the couple months that we were quarantined, I just kept thinking, oh, somebody's just telling me what to do. I'm okay. Cause I don't have to like make any tough decisions. And then it was like, okay, let's open the Biz Foundry. And it's like, I don't want to be the one that has to make decisions. You know, I don't want to do the right thing or the wrong thing, or, you know, we're not trying. It's just tough when you have to wear, you know, put on your big girl pants and make the decisions. And no one, I for so long, so many business owners, I would just say, I see you, I hear you, I know it's tough.
Yeah.
And nobody's making the wrong decisions. Nobody's making the right decision. Like, it's just, we're doing the best we can.
Right.
And so.
Well, so, and Cityscape, my goodness, is no different. So we don't know what the rest of the year looks like, but you might see some modifications. You know, instead of our larger scale events, you might see some smaller events, you know, come up, but they are happening more frequently and allow maybe some businesses to have smaller promotions throughout the month to attract that same kind of attention and foot traffic to our downtown areas. And that's the goal.
Right. And that, I think that's ultimately just kind of figuring out the goal of Fall Fun Fest is to showcase these local businesses. I think as a consumer, you forget why you're out there. You're out there to enjoy a Diamond Rio concert or, you know, just walk around and have your kids jump on the bounce houses. But you forget that subliminal. This is to showcase what we have here in the Upper Cumberland. And then hopefully just kind of not only around the courthouse square, but then people just a buzz downtown and outside.
Absolutely. It's definitely a talking point of the community. We're so thankful that the community pours into it. For 25 years now, it's been Cookeville's Main Street Festival. And so we're so proud that the community embraces it every year. People come out. Last year, we saw people from Illinois, Kentucky, Georgia, Alabama coming in. And the economic impact of Fall Fun Fest is something that is amazing because it does attract people from all over. And that's what we want to get back to when it's safe to do so.
Yeah. How can people find you, Holly, Cityscape? Where are you guys located?
We are at 123 West Broad.
Across from the depot.
Across from the depot. Two doors down from Cream City Ice Cream. My waistline is suffering because of it. but we're also online, cookvillecityscape.com, and Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you so much for coming in. It was great having you.
Thanks so much, Tiffany.